Happy Tuesday. It is Dan and Jake here, show 759. And we have a very special, that's what we call this man, guest in studio. We invited him in for the whole day. He said, let's cut that back a little bit. So he'll be here as long as he wants to be here. He is the golden-throated Ted Emmerich.
Very nondisclosure. Very much nondisclosure.
Bronny's friend.
Yeah, we did TikToks together in Houston.
And you have joined us on a particular day, Ted. Are you aware of what we do?
I'm very aware.
Every Tuesday, like when we end it, we say we'll see you next Tuesday, and now it is time for see you next Tuesday. So we send out a little signal. He always responds. Maybe one week he didn't respond.
Now, there was one week where Blake contacted me and said, yeah, we don't need you today. Oh, jeez. Okay. Sorry.
Well, your Blake voice here has morphed.
I like that one.
Yeah, we don't need you today, man.
He is, of course,
we don't need you today, sir. We don't need you today, sir.
We don't need you, sir.
Yeah, go gay. It's going to be gayer.
This is the name.
Now, it's unfortunate.
It's Gordon Keith.
Although it was probably required that you introduce Ted first, because I wanted to see how long we could go with Gordon trying to figure out who he was.
I still don't know who Ted Emmerich is.
I purposefully did not introduce myself when I shook Gordon's hand.
I noticed
just
that,
to see.
And then I noticed Gordon's doing a, man, it's great
hey, man,
to see
great
you.
To see you. Oh, man.
And I could feel that he has no idea.
Well, I assume that he's someone that y'all know, so I'm like, hey, good to see you.
Why is he sitting over there?
That's what I do
he's
every
got
time.
Headphones. A board and now his mic is on for some reason. What is happening right now?
Now, when he starts talking, I would have sure. figured out who he was.
So Gordon, when I was here as a board op several years ago, when there was another sports radio station.
What is a board
station,
op again? I'm not...
Yes, a board operator.
I'm so insulated, I don't even know what that position is.
Fair. I remember you brought this up one time, the awkward interaction in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, Gordon, how's it going? Hey, man, how you doing?
Mistake number one.
Yes, yes.
There needs to be no interactions in the hall.
Very much so.
I don't mind interactions in the hall.
Boy, I do.
WWPD.
What would Pat do?
What would Pat do?
That's right. He would totally ignore you, would not even nod his head.
Just stare straight ahead and go eat a bag
isn't
of candy.
Isn't that the best?
Oh, hi, Pat.
He's the greatest teammate we have.
Yeah.
Because he requires nothing from you unless he requires something.
He always looks like he's on prison rules or something like that.
Is that
I love
fake
down the hallway looking straight ahead.
Is that fake Bob or is
yes.
that a different? Okay.
Yeah. You will not get me criticizing
still,
Pat.
He's still here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
good.
Yeah, it is interesting, though. Pat has a setup in his studio. You would not know if it were Easter or not Easter. There are
just bags of CBS
bountiful
candy.
Which, speaking of, I gave Ham his quarterly bonus today.
What?
Just all of the candy from my house.
Yeah.
He's already offered me
a whole
peep.
Bag. Yeah, there's peeps in there. He's the only guy I know who likes peeps.
Gross.
Yeah, he's cleaned up today.
If you, we need to start a drop-off location, a candy drop-off location for people who are trying to offload their Halloween and Easter bounty.
Like we used to send it to the Middle East, didn't we?
Yeah, we used to send candy to the Middle East.
Yeah,
sorry about your house.
It was the Gulf War thing.
Sorry about your house.
We sent it for our troops.
Here's some old peeps.
I remember there was like a thing to send to your troops. I always thought that was very weird.
You could still do that. Yeah, I mean, I know in the last Iraq, you send care packages.
Yeah, but not candy, right?
Yeah.
That may be part of it.
Like from classes, little elementary classes.
Yeah, they would take like half their Halloween candy and send it to the troops.
Which, yes, in one of my favorite shows, Generation Kill, when they're opening up their care packages from an elementary school in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And it's just candy and drawings. They're like, the only thing we want is nudie mags, dip, and ripped fuel.
Yeah.
Maybe a picture of your mom.
Gosh. Yeah.
We're in Fallujah.
Drawings of it for a seven-year-old.
Not a bunch of melted Reese's Pieces.
Right, and a hastily drawn flag.
Black licorice.
Right. Anyways, Ted's here. Gordon's here.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the Masters once. When are we going to get into the Dalai Lama sucking tongues?
Yeah, that was I covered it today.
I know you did.
Part of yesterday.
And we didn't do it yesterday because we were too taken with the idea of Hitler being at a Borders having to sign his book because his agent, he told his agent he would do it.
Yeah.
And now
it's
he's
part
there.
Of the publishing contract.
Right, sunglasses yes. on.
He has to do one.
Hungover.
His entire Crow family lined up.
Yeah.
Dan found out that Hitler had a side piece.
Yeah, now he's already ordered her book.
Oh, yeah, I did order a...
Wait, was it his niece? What didn't he have a side piece in his niece?
I don't think that's who this is. This one, let me tell you, a looker.
Yeah.
Especially
really?
Compared to
Was
Ava
she featured
Braun.
On the sitcom on
no.
BBC?
Heil no. Hitler, I'm home.
What was
Heil
her
honey,
name?
I'm
Heil
home.
Honey, I'm home.
Let's see.
I want to see. Do I just search up? Do I have to search Hitler side piece?
What was her name? Okay,
Unity Mitford.
Unity Mitford.
She's
and
British.
I have yeah. recorded, Unity. Or excuse me, I've ordered the book called Hitler's English Girlfriend.
And her middle name was
no
Valkyrie.
Way.
That's pretty
yes
sweet.
Way.
Her middle name was Valkyrie.
The
she's not that great
for the 30s.
Yeah, she's 1930s hot.
Kid me?
A flat-footed girl. Legit hot people in the 30s.
Look at Ava Braun, though, and compare the two.
Okay, hold
Here's
on.
The book I'm going to read. Here's the synopsis. A free-spirited rebel from the start, Unity will do and say Ow. Just about anything to get herself in trouble. She's different. An outsider. In Adolf Hitler, she finds her idol of nonconformity. But soon, her mind is also brainwashed by his racist ideology. She becomes obsessed with seeking to win his love, and she wants to make her native England and his Germany become as one to prevent another world war. If she can achieve these goals, she'll be the happiest woman in the world. If not, she plans to end her life.
All or nothing.
It's the shocking story of Unity
Merry
Mitford,
Christmas.
An English girl who turned into Hitler's most beloved groupie, and most unlikely intimate friend.
And as best I can tell, her actual given first name is Unity.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
All right, look at that. Ava Braun.
Yeah, I mean, she's 30s nah. okay. So that makes Unity Mitford 30.
A 37?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And Unity did follow through with this, and she died from meningitis from an infection after blowing her head off.
Yeah, did not die from
How
the
did you
Kemp
spin Hitler's girlfriend?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Isn't that a kind of a built-in Kemp spin?
Yeah.
She's already...
Did yeah, you see the name of the town where she was conceived?
That's
Swastika, Ontario.
We did a report on towns named Swastika. There's plenty of them here in the U.S.
I think there's one in Colorado.
Day.
Yeah. Right?
Will that ever be reclaimed? There actually have been.
Because the swastika is a former religious symbol.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's common in like, is it in Indian ceremonies?
I think so.
I mean, not like.
It's like what? It's just a.
Like both Indian.
It means peace.
I wasn't so sure about the first people, but I know that. On like the subcontinent,
certainly.
Like you can go to a, can you go to an Indian wedding here in Dallas, Fort Worth? Let's say
I have always wanted to do that
and see a good luck symbol that
I don't know
that will arrest your attention
because it wasn't the big one on the internet.
They just aired on their put it on their arm, or on a flag.
Was it Swastika Cafe? They got real popular. It was in India. Popular online, I should say.
People would go to the cafe online.
Internet!
There's a, right, there's internet. A swastika in New York.
Yeah.
What's the worst name Texas town?
Didn't
Rick Perry own some land that had a very uncomfortable
His family
name?
Did.
What was that?
It had the N-word in it. And it was engraved on a rock.
Whoa. Wasn't it was a compound kind of word, though. It was head was the last name or something?
Head was the second word. The first word was a slur.
Mm.
And it was
like
where
hard
JFK
R
Jr.
Slur.
Died.
Mm. Yeah. It was.
Why would you call it that?
You know.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's just unfortunate.
Is white settlement?
You always laugh at unfortunate things?
Most of the time.
White settlement's controversial.
Yeah, and I mean, if you go there, you're like, okay, yeah, I get this.
Yeah.
What would it be? Oh, Gun Barrel City.
Yeah.
They've certainly have to be considering changing that, what with all the shootings.
Yeah, well, that's one way to stop the shootings.
Right.
As far Couldn't as they just add an like add an end to gun barrel and then say it's named after some guy? Like
Stephen Gun Barrel Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good, or like Red Flag Law, Gun Barrel City, you know, try to get on the right side of history. I don't think Chisholm Trail is actually the name of a town anywhere, but Dan is
certainly
you
are
certainly
obsessed with that.
With the Chisholm Trail.
There's Ding Dong, Texas.
It's a good one.
Really?
Are you saying, Ted, that's just normal and you've driven by Chisholm Trail and been like,
huh, oh, I've driven on it a number of times.
I'll bet you have.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now.
So to speak.
I can't be the only one. So last week when Gordon wasn't here.
I wasn't here last week.
Or did we just get into something else, Blake? Why didn't we discuss this with Gordon last week?
There was something we had last week.
Yeah, it was Dan defusing a bomb.
Yeah, we were doing Dan and the Marines. Yeah.
Drill Sergeant Dan.
That's why we couldn't get into the April Fool's thing?
So you're saying charge this hill, right? I mean.
We gotta go! Come on!
Hey, okay. Trying to understand. I mean, not to yell. I mean, it's bad enough I got bullets flying at me. I got to deal with you yelling at me.
That morning show has just besmirched my image. The image I've worked so hard to build.
Who's this? Do you like how the hotline rings in the studio out loud
no
matter what?
I don't understand that.
There's just nothing we can do, though.
Yeah.
Says the country where the only country where this happens. Says the only studio where this happens on a regular basis.
I like it.
No, last week we did want to talk April Fool's because it was, you know, closer to April Fool's Day.
Mm.
And I just know Jake is fascinated by, have you termed this the worst April Fool's prank ever?
Of course.
Before we get into it, Norm has a Gun Barrel City fun fact.
Whoa. All
right.
Oh, hello. God.
Hello.
Joining us now is...
Don't tell him I'm here.
Radio Hall of Famer Norm Hitchkiss.
Hi, Gordon.
Ah, damn it.
And we've all lost the bet.
Does Norm listen?
Does Norm listen after his show? There's no way we would have thought you certainly would be turned off and offended by any, especially the day Gordon is in.
This is Norm. Hey. He's in some new car that he doesn't know how to change the station on.
I heard that Gordon and Ted would be there, and that's must-listen-to radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll buy that.
Now, who is Ted again?
Exactly.
Who is Ted again? The slogan of Gun Barrel City is,
kill them all.
We shoot straight.
Oh, my gosh.
Is what?
we shoot straight.
We always shoot straight.
No T's or Q's.
That's right.
Also the slogan of the Chisholm Trail.
LGBT stuff.
Although,
I mean, I guess that's what you're going for, Dan, but not always.
Well, then it just turns into a trail.
The trail part of it is a little... You know what I mean, Norm?
What?
Are you driving?
I'm driving.
Mm, okay. My mom will always tell me, hey, be safe. If you're driving, are you on a Bluetooth? It sounds really good.
No, I'm on a regular phone.
He's holding it up to his head.
Yep.
A dial phone.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got your little tiny hand on the wheel.
Your little tiny flip phone.
My little tiny flip phone.
It sounds better than any guest we've ever had.
It does, yeah. This sounds great.
I'm telling you, those iPhone 57s.
Yeah,
they're going to be used for fish anchors soon.
Fish anchors.
That's right. We'll all be going back to this.
I just need a moment.
What
with
is
that?
What is it?
That's right.
Argyle has a bass fishing team.
Cool, Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
All right, Norm. We appreciate you. Stay safe out there.
How many people are on this show today?
I don't know, Norm. We're going to about to have one less, though. I know.
Oh no.
See, lads.
Sorry about Gordon. Bye, Norm. That's Norm Hitchkiss.
He's trying to help you show.
The great man. Calls
Norm?
In. Contributing.
Yes. The worst April Fool's quote prank of all time was authored by Craig Rosengarten of the Saturday Morning Golf Show.
Oh, yes.
Do you know about
the
this?
T-Box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know about it. I was really annoyed by it.
Does it make you as angry as Jake? Yeah.
Yeah, it bugged me.
I'm annoyed by April Fool's just broadly.
It's a bad bit.
It's a terrible bit, and social media has made it worse. I mean, you always had the teacher. It was probably about half the teachers that took it a little too seriously, you know? Like, oh, our test is today.
Right.
Huh?
Oh, cool. April Fools. And now, like, brands do it. That's a really awesome thing that brands like to get
trades announced.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Teams will do that.
Hey, the Steelers have signed Calvin Broaddus, also known as Snoop Dogg.
Hilarious.
But the thing about Craig Rosengarten is I still don't actually know what was going on. So about 6 months prior, I guess in October, he announced that he was leaving the T-Box, which at the time he co-hosted with Rick Arnett. Still does to an extent. Eli gets in the mix now. And it was like, oh, he's an institution. Then this was like the height of Johnny Ebrick, too. But he was cooking during this era. So there was a big goodbye, you know? We were like, this is going to suck. Rick's leaving. Craig is leaving. I made a long montage for him when I was board hopping the Hardline, put all of his greatest hits in there, some music, mixed it down, we play it. And then he just showed up on the Saturday after April Fool's and said, hey, I'm not leaving the show, April Fool's. But I don't know that anybody really at that point cared.
Well, didn't he?
It feels like a severe overplaying of hand.
He did a whole goodbye tour.
Yes.
He went
on
every show and everybody saying goodbye to him. It went on for like 6 months.
This was a bit of his, though, in the past. Like, he did. He
like, we're supposed to know Craig Rosengarten's past.
April Fool's bits was his thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do we even know that, though?
Yeah.
How do we fact check that?
I just don't think we've gotten to the bottom of this. I'd love to sit down. I think that you need therapy if you do that, just to explain your...
Are you just thinking
half a year.
It needs to be a higher ranking?
Yes.
Like, if it was Jubb that did it, that would be something?
Yes.
I think even then, that's over the line of what an April Fool's joke should be.
Do you think you...
That's like a... I mean,
if everybody
would you do
honors them. And
if a parent starts telling you 6 months out, you know, hey, man, I got cancer, and, you know, I'm sorry, I'm
or what if,
dying.
Do you think he was really going to step away and then decided at the last minute and was
that's
embarrassed?
What I've always thought.
That was the way to get out of it is,
that's
okay,
what I was
I'm
gonna say.
Just tell him it's an April Fool's joke.
That's what I've always thought, is that he thought, I'm going to step away, and then eventually it's like, I like doing this. It's fun. It's not that big of a beating, and just decided to stay and looked at a calendar and it's mid-February and he's like,
He went to the precipice of retiring and decided
there you go.
To
There's no way. Word.
Or
no
he could
way.
Have faked precipice? His own death, wanted to see how much people cared about him.
Precipice.
People do these sorts of things. Like if I showed up in October and I'm like, both my kids are dead.
It's not a good prank.
And then I just
and then everybody throw we have lots of events for you trying to cheer you up.
Yeah.
One of us is going out with you basically every night,
right.
taking you
just
to dinner.
Keep him down the line, man. He needs
that's why it took until April 2nd that I believed your kid had skull surgery.
Right. I mean, you didn't see it.
I know the way
you just had to wait to make sure he wasn't going to bust the gas.
This old Jake is not getting me again.
This old jokester. Have you ever done an April Fool's prank? Cuz to me it was like, let's just do
I
this
saw the one
that
Dalai
round.
Lama did recently that was pretty good.
Yeah. I love hearing George try to... Maybe in different cultures. Kim kind of thinks
we're
funny.
Just viewing this through a Western lens.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. That's what George's take was.
So what we're going to do with Ted later today... Let me see if I can find the one. Okay. So you know Ted will drop in like ticket bits in his national broadcast?
Yes. Love Devil Seesaw to me was the highlight of...
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to bring up here before you left,
that.
Gordon, because that's one I had to text Gordon and say, what is Devil Seesaw again? I know I've heard it on the morning show, and I was kind of surprised. Less sexual than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's not a Grex act. It's a bathroom situation in which... The bathrooms are the men's and women's room, or the male and female room, whatever is back to back. Yes, and they share the same plumbing, so there's a wall dividing them, and the toilets come out of each of that shared wall. And so if a guy is sitting on the toilet and he hears someone go into the ladies' room, and then all of a sudden he lifts up about an inch and falls back down as she sits on the toilet, that's called the Devil's Seesaw.
It's a big lady then,
huh?
Or
it could be anybody
could be any
just
right.
plopping down.
Okay.
It now, just seemed like a good term for a roller coaster of
right.
a golf.
Yeah.
Round.
Yes. It sounds like something
birdie
that would be
bogey,
in my golf
bogey,
term.
Bogey.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you sure you didn't come up with this term?
No, I don't think I think I heard it from somewhere.
Because on the UrbanDictionary.com definition, it says, you know, like you said, when the men's room is next to the women's room and there's two toilets share the same plumbing but separated by a wall.
Wait, this is the actual wording of it?
On UrbanDictionary.com. Wow. And then the using a sentence, George and Marge excuse themselves from the table to play on the devil's seesaw at Applebee's.
Okay, so there's a P1 added.
And that was posted by George Junum.
On Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The Dalai Lama.
You want to suck on my tongue before I go?
Yes.
Gordon! And only like good people.
Don't always do the killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wrote this? The
horrible.
That's Pop, give me lots of ass.
I know. But Jirely is the author of all of the Dalai Lama's wisdom.
Gordon! Gordon!